News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday, January 6th. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday, January 6th, 2025. Hard to believe. Played a little Alicia Keys for you this morning. This girl is on fire. I played it for two reasons. The first reason is that this girl is so not on fire. Monday morning after the break, and it's just trying to get motivated. And wouldn't you know, it's going to get colder and colder as the day goes on. I am not a enjoy the cold person. I am completely and totally a Florida girl now, only in the sense of weather. Let me clarify, only in the sense of weather, nothing to do with football. But I got to tell you, I've gotten spoiled. The last couple weeks where we've had these beautiful temperatures up in the 70s, oh my gosh, it's been so nice and sunny and no humidity. It's just been wonderful. And so now we get up today and I think it was 70 this morning, early, and went out and I thought, do I need a jacket? What do I wear? Is this a coat day? And then I opened the door and went, whoop, this is a coat day. And then hearing the forecast that we're going down into the 20s overnight. Okay, but again, part of my New Year's resolutions is to be grateful. So I am grateful that we do not have tons and tons of snow this morning. We're not facing a blizzard that could knock our power out and clog the roads and traffic and digging out your driveway and all that. Think of all of that. We don't have to deal with any of that. And that, in my opinion, is absolutely wonderful. But I was up late last night, partially because I was watching the Golden Globes. I am a movie buff, and I love kind of keeping up with all the Hollywood and the outfits. And I have to say, I don't know about you gals, but some of the outfits last night, I'm always amazed because I wonder, does that person have a mirror? And you know, all these movie stars, they all have, and TV stars, they've got to have, I don't know what you would call, like handlers, well, stylists. They must have stylists. But don't they have any friends that would say, girl, that is not a good look on you? I mean, really, there were a couple of people I thought, please, this is not a good look. Someone should have told you. And then other people, of course, they were exquisite and they looked gorgeous. So it's all of the glitz and the glamour. It was interesting to see, you know, who the winners were last night. I really thought that Wicked was going to sweep everything. But as it turned out, The Brutalist was the one that kind of came through. And Shogun, two movies I haven't seen yet. Someone told me that The Brutalist is a very good movie. However, it's also about 3 hours long from what I'm hearing. So that was interesting to me. Demi Moore, as long as she's been in this business, she gave kind of a moving speech last night. She's been in the business now 45 years, which is hard to believe, but is true. I mean, she got her start fairly early on General Hospital. She used to be a character on that show before she did all the Brat Pack movies. But it was kind of a moving speech, and she said she had never won an award in her entire career, which I found was kind of surprising because she has done some really good work. I still say probably my favorite movie of Demi Moore's is Ghost, her and Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg. I love that movie. It's just so sweet. But I also remember her in things like Striptease and and the other one, G.I. Jane. And interestingly enough, I didn't realize it, but they had a bidding war for her. I think this was around 1995, I want to say, for those two movies, the producers. And they finally, Striptease won because they paid her $12.5 million to do that movie. And that, at the time, was the highest paid woman in movie history. Like, no woman had ever received that kind of a salary. Now, men have been receiving those salaries for years and years and years, decades. But she was sort of a groundbreaker, being that first woman to get that kind of a salary for a movie. So that was pretty cool. But it was kind of nice to see her get the award and be so emotional. And, you know, she was such a firebrand in her early days and kind of borderline obnoxious at times. I was never a big fan, but she seems to have softened up, and she's done a lot of humanitarian work in her in philanthropy. And sadly, her ex-husband, Bruce Willis, is now dying. Well, he's really struggling with Alzheimer's and some other things, and so they say that he's in pretty bad shape these days. So apparently they're still good friends, and she's been helping with his current wife with that situation. So we'll just have to keep Mr. Willis in our prayers. But anyway, so it was it's always interesting and kind of fun to escape and see, you know, what Hollywood's doing. So you're listening to Pep Talk this morning. This is Meg with the Pensacola Expert Panel. The number here is 850-437-1620 if you have any thoughts about the Golden Globes or some of the outfits you saw last night. My probably least favorite was Melissa McCarthy because she had on, it was purple and pink and all feathers. And so, you know, I know as a person who, well, let me put it this way. Some people shouldn't wear a lot of feathers. That's just don't wear a lot of feathers. That's not a good look. It wasn't a good look. That's all I'm going to say. So moving on from that, what's kind of fun today is I anticipated there being traffic, thinking the kids were going back to school today. But driving in this morning, there was no traffic. So I just found out that the Escambia County and Santa Rosa kids are not going back till tomorrow. And I was thinking about that as a parent. That's got to be kind of a dilemma because I'm assuming most parents are going back to work today. And you would think that they might be able to coordinate the schedule so that you don't have to worry about getting a babysitter or making other arrangements just for one day. So it's interesting. I hope that people were able to work that out. And hats off to everybody. It's going back to work after having such a nice long break. I know how hard it can be to get back to work. It really is it's a challenge. But you can do it. I have faith in you. I know that you can get through this day. So the way to do it, a minute at a time, go in, get your coffee. This is a good day to treat yourself to a special coffee from somewhere. I'm not going to name any specific places. But do something nice for yourself this morning as you're at work. Take a little break. Ease into it. Remind yourself. This is what I used to do. I'd have my overwhelming to-do list of all the things that hadn't been done in the last couple of weeks. Because obviously the week before the holidays, it was the week before the holidays, so no work got done then. And then the week of the holidays, no work got done. So now it's the beginning of the year, it's new, you've got a to-do list a mile long. So easy does it. Just take it easy. Take a deep breath. Get in there. Just open up that email and just do one at a time. And I'm going to give you permission to not get everything done today. How about that? Does that help? To have a little permission to not get everything done today. You have a whole week. You got a whole year ahead of you. So try not to stress out on this Monday morning. Have a little special coffee, maybe pick up a little cafe latte somewhere or do something nice for yourself today and take it easy and maybe even take a nice long lunch break today. So I'm wishing you well on this first day back to work after the holidays. We're going to take a break now and we'll be back with a few more ideas on how to get through 2025 in just a minute. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The number 850-437-1620. Feel free to text in any comments or questions you might have for me on this Monday morning, January 6th. And that is a notable date, of course, because January 6th is the day that the election is certified. And the good news is that all sources say that they don't anticipate any kind of problems today, that things should go smoothly. And so we'll hope that that is the case and we can be proud of our country of being able to make a peaceful transition of power, something that is unique to the United States of America. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So coming back today, getting back into the groove. Now is the beginning of the year, the beginning of the work week, and it's kind of like these ideas of what do I want to do this year differently? What can I do? I know people making resolutions, I keep hearing that no one's doing that anymore. People are doing vision boards, which are always great. I love doing a vision board. People are making intentions. So I think that's interesting. We've gone from making resolutions to setting intentions. So I like the word intentions. I intend to do it. The problem with that one gives me a little too much room to not do it. Something about resolutions seems more, I'm going to make a resolution because I'm going to do this. This is the year I'm going to go exercise. This is the year I'm going to get the weight off. This is the year I'm going to quit smoking, whatever the thing is. So it's interesting because they just came out. A lot of people, I think there's a thing called Sober January, and a lot of people don't drink deliberately for a month in the month of January. They just make a decision. I've been, you know, overindulged in the holidays, and so now I'm not going to drink for a month. And so that's kind of an interesting way to approach it, I suppose. But what I found particularly interesting was this past weekend, they came out with a study that they did in 2019. So they were doing this prior to COVID because they didn't want the COVID numbers to influence the study. But they discovered that alcohol may be a leading contributor, not necessarily cause, but contributor slash cause to several different kinds of cancers. I was pretty surprised by that, but it says that I was looking here at this article saying that researchers from the American Cancer Society and International Agency for Research on Cancer estimate 40% of all cancer cases in the U.S. in people 30 and up were due to a potentially modifiable risk factors. So included in those things you could modify or have control over yourself was cigarette smoking, physical inactivity, consumption of processed meat, viruses, which we really can't, not much we can do about that, excess body weight, and alcohol drinking. That has never come up before. I know we talk about alcohol being a leading cause of car accidents and can be a cause of so many things that we're not aware of, but I was pretty surprised. It said alcohol behind smoking and what was the other one? Smoking and then I think obesity, alcohol came in third with 5% of cases in men and women who got cancer. Over 30% were attributable to drinking, which is pretty surprising. So in a national survey of adults in 2020, less than a third of the respondents knew that alcohol increased cancer risk. I didn't know that. I had never heard that before. So in all, about 24,000 cancer deaths and 95,000 cases in a single year were attributable to alcohol consumption specifically. That is a surprise to me. I mean, a lot of people talk about alcohol being a kind of poison. There are those folks who can drink and they have a glass or two, no big deal, no problem. And then there are others who chemically have an allergy to alcohol, which eventually leads to a very terrible disease of alcoholism. And we certainly have people who struggle with alcoholism today. And the good news is that there are many treatment centers. There are many places that you can get help. The hard part is asking for the help, admitting that you have a problem and asking for the help. But it can be done. And there are many people who have overcome that disease by getting into recovery one way or the other. So they abstain from alcohol year-round. And I know that the folks that are contemplating, you know, abstaining from alcohol in January, if you're feeling panicked about that, then that might be a clue. That might be a clue that you might want to look at, because if you need it that badly, there might be something else going on. So, you know, ask around, look into that. But there's so many, many things that you can do if you think you might want to not indulge anymore. But I don't know. When I found out that cigarettes caused cancer and they had that huge non-smoking campaign, and I had smoked for a few years, many, many years ago, but that was enough. When I went to my doctor and he said, you keep smoking, you're going to have issues. That was the beginning of my, this is something I can have control over, because there's so many things I don't have control over, but I can quit smoking. So that is a this is a good motivator. So if you're thinking about doing this, that's one thing to add to your list. I did look up a couple other things you might want to consider, whether you're going to do it as a resolution or that this is your intention. But this is something that I've done for years, and it really is nice, is I have a little notebook by my bed. So at night, I jot down the things that went well today. And it's, you know, this is a suggestion. I found a little list here of things that you could do that might make a difference in how you feel when you think about what you're grateful for right before you go to sleep. The tendency is to have peaceful dreams. The tendency is to actually get a good night's sleep because you're in a positive space. Now, that sounds really like woo-woo or, oh, my God, that's just such common sense. But you'd be surprised. I have a friend who I love dearly who called me the other day and said she had horrible nightmares. I said, well, what happened? Well, I was watching this horror movie, and then I went to bed. I said, well, that might be part of the problem. Don't watch horror movies right before you go to bed. That's not a good idea. One of the other things that I think is a very positive thing that you can do, make time for family. Now, yes, that sounds kind of cheesy, but you know what? we get so caught up in the day-to-day, and there's so much going on, and our heads are in our cell phones, and we're doing this and texting and emailing. I mean, it is overwhelming sometimes. It's almost ironic because all these devices that are meant to help us stay in touch with each other, it's almost like they actually are creating distance. I was sitting at a place the other day, and I looked around at a coffee place, and everybody was, they were out for coffee together, but they were all on their phones. And so it was just odd. Nobody was even talking to each other. They were just all texting and doing their thing on their telephones. So that's kind of a strange thing. But make time for more time for family. That's not a bad one. Be more mindful for yourself. Say some good things. Try to change your self-talk so that you're actually saying positive things to yourself instead of, oh, that dress looks awful. Oh, maybe I need to get a new dress, something I like better. Just find a way to shift that negative talk into something positive. And another good one, read more books. And I like the audiobooks now, so I can get in my car and just click on an audiobook. It's great. Takes me out of my worries. I don't have to stress anymore. And there's nothing like a good book to get you in a good mood. So that's just a couple of ideas for New Year's resolutions. We've got time to take a break now. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Meg on January 6, 2025, talking about things that we can do that are not necessarily resolutions, not necessarily intentions, but just a couple of ideas of things that maybe can start this week off better for you. So take some time out today. Give yourself a couple of 5 minute breaks. You know, even just walking outside, boy, it's going to be cold, so there'll be a nice little wake up if you're feeling a little sleepy. So I found this little statistic that I want to share with my girlfriends. Okay, plan a vacation. It says women who vacation at least twice a year, you ready, have a lower heart attack risk than those who do so rarely. And researchers say they have found that even thinking about an upcoming trip can bring about happiness for weeks. So I am in on this resolution right here. I could plan a vacation, and if just planning the vacation puts me in a better space, I'm all in. I am all in. And I'm trying to think, like, where would I want to go? There's so many places in the United States I haven't been to yet. Even places in Florida I would like to check out. I still haven't been down to Key West, and that's on my bucket list. But, of course, number one on my international list would be Paris. I've always wanted to go there. So, yeah, and I am in a better mood just thinking about it. So there may be something to this. The other thing I'm going to recommend that you do, schedule it this week. Make sure you do it in the month of January. And this is for guys too. Head to a day spa. Treat yourself. You've worked hard. You had busy holidays. You probably had family in. You kept everybody happy. And now it's all over and you can exhale. Do go to a day spa. Get a massage. You can get a massage somewhere and not have it be really expensive. You can go someplace and just relax and be in a sauna. I don't think that our New Year's resolutions have to be punitive. Because that's where I go, oh, I better start working out. I got to do this. I got to do that. No. Let's think of some positive things that we can do to chill. Go out to the beach. Yes, just sit and look at the water. Take a trip out to Fort Pickens. There's so many things locally you could do to chill out. But I'm thinking I may have to go when I get off the air this morning and sign myself up for a massage coming up soon for you too, okay? So have a wonderful first day. Malcolm Ballinger's coming in next, so we'll be catching up with him on his weekend. Right here on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk with Meg.